This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, 2013 K-State grad, and of course, an alum of K-State. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for checking out this latest episode of this podcast, all things K-State sports, whether it's football all the way to women's golf. Make sure you do go hit that like and subscribe button and hit the alarm bell. That means every time we post content, you know about it daily, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Of course, there's plenty of K-State content out there these days, of course, covering the main courses, football, men's basketball. And there's sometimes that I listen to other women's content as well. But we cover all things K-State sports, and that includes women's volleyball and other things as well. And I will pitch Podbean app later on this episode, but I've been putting this on the back burner. I might as well just hop on in and now. Of course, K-State football preparing to take on Rutgers next week in the Rape Bowl for their postseason. Of course, we fell short of our expectations, of course. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. You've been following on this podcast all year long. You've been in and out of the Purple Bunch of Podcasts. We post content daily, including the holiday season, and we're in the middle of it right now. And of course, Christmas is next Wednesday as well, so there will be an episode out as well on Christmas Day. So definitely, we'll have an episode there as well. But yes, there was news, though, that I've been putting out on the back burner. DJ Gins did declare for the NFL draft, so he's not coming back. We all figured that. I figured that as well. So we all knew DJ Gins was going to declare for the draft, which is going to open up a few things for that running back run for K-State, obviously, as well, which has had its time, had its moments this year. That is for sure. But I did want to go. That's not what I'm. Maybe we'll check the over on the over or under for the Rape Bowl coming up next Thursday there as well. Yeah, DJ Gins a few days ago did declare for the NFL draft there as well here. Let me see. Had the wrong tab up there as well. He did leave, obviously, his letter on X or on, as I said, Twitter as well. For those that don't know, DJ Gins, of course, part of the championship run back in 2022. Oh, man. I'm going to get right on for that. But, yeah, he did declare for the NFL draft there, leaving there as well. Interstate got him here there as well. Quote, growing up in Junction City, Kansas, I always knew what a great program K-State was. DJ, I'm paraphrasing here in a statement a few days ago. Quote, once I started playing football, I wasn't sure if I had the opportunity to play there, but I worked hard and it turned into a life-changing opportunity, end quote, there as well. And yeah, DJ is one of those guys, obviously, very quiet, goes about his business, brings his lunch pail, and you're truly your typical K-State prototype player. Goes about his business, works hard, shows up to work daily, well, shows up to practice, games, and just goes out and balls out, especially in the last couple of years. We've seen it since the graduating of one Deuce Vaughn, but ever since then, he has really shed his own legacy at K-State, and now he's going to take his talents out of the NFL draft with his fellow K-State teammate, with his fellow teammate, Jacob Parrish, which I don't know if he's playing the bowl game. Maybe I should find that out as well. I think DJ is going to be playing in a bowl game, I would think. But we all in this new day and age of you don't make it to the college football playoff, whatnot. Oh, screw it. We're going to screw the bowl game and just focus on the NFL draft. But I would think that DJ Gins would play his fun, unless, if I don't see anything else, like from a Derek Young or anything, or a John Kurtz, anything like that, I'll let you know. But I would assume, I haven't heard anything yet. As I'm recording this podcast on a Thursday, December 19th, 2024, DJ Gins headed to the NFL draft with Jacob Parrish. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. And there's an episode on the whole Jacob Parrish situation there, as he too going to the NFL draft as well for 2025 version anyway. Eddie Greer recording from Kansas City, Missouri. So figure that would be the case there. So that's going to open up something there for Joe Jackson. Obviously, Dylan Edwards, who, in my opinion, did not get enough carries this year. But, hey, I mean, that's kind of right for you. But anyway, we talked enough about that this past year on this podcast, and that's why K-State fell short of going to Arlington this year. But this year, Gins averaging over 6 yards per tote in 1,300 yards. 1,343 yards, 7 touchdowns on 205 carries here this past year. He also added 258 yards in the air and a touchdown on 21 catches there as well. And, oh, I just got this as well. I'm just reading here, typed in my notes, but also reading here off the WIBW website. He would not be playing. Oh, so looks like I have an answer to that already. So, K-State, it looks like DJ Gins will not play, according to WIBW news station in Topeka, Kansas. He will not be playing against Rutgers the day after Christmas. So, he's going to focus. Oh, he's going to focus on the NFL draft. So, the last game, which was Iowa State a few weeks ago, when they lost to Iowa State, was unfortunately going to be DJ's last game. So, looks like Dylan Edwards, the other D in there, Dylan Edwards and Joe Jackson will take the place of that. So, this is the future backfield we're looking at for next year. Edwards and, Joe Jackson showed flashes of greatness. Not greatness, but greatness as far as, you know, motivation as far as that goes. So, Joe Jackson showed me something this year. And, my gosh, if, you know, not using Edwards wasn't enough, I mean, every time Joe Jackson got carry, he's shown a lot of that energy, that burst. So, it'll be an exciting backfield against Rutgers. You're going to have Avery there, obviously. Dylan Edwards, we know how one play can change the entire game. With him, now you have an electrifying backfield. Not saying DJ was, but look, DJ was a workhorse. Let's not get it twisted. DJ Gins was an absolute workhorse, and that lunch pail, we saw it throughout the last 2.5 years at Kansas State, bring that lunch pail, that changeup back, that wear you down, carry after carry after carry, right? But now, you're going against... Now, I'm going to be doing an episode on Rutgers here going into this weekend, so be on the lookout for that. Obviously, I know we put Rutgers in the kind of the back burn of this episode, but just forewarned y'all, K-State Nation, forewarned y'all, be out on the lookout. I'm going to do a little bit deeper dive on Rutgers throughout the weekend leading up to this bowl game coming up, the Rape Bowl. More alliteration on this podcast, but DJ Dylan, all that, Rate, Rutgers, all that, so be on the lookout for that this weekend. We'll put the focus on them as K-State gets ready for their postseason bowl game out in Arizona. But yes, DJ Gins headed to the NFL draft to focus on that and will not play against Rutgers, according to WIBW. I did not see that on Twitter, so that, according to WIBW, I didn't say it first. WIBW had it there as well. But congratulations to DJ Gins there. And I don't have his totals at the moment, but that doesn't matter right now. But DJ Gins, the latest K-State Wildcat to declare for the NFL draft. And with that, I would assume Jacob Parrish ain't going to play either in his bowl either. So if that's the case, then we're going to see some young guys in that secondary, but that's another here or there for right now, but more on that later. But DJ Gins, I want to come back on the mic and say, DJ Gins, I did see a few days ago that he did announce that he will not, well, he didn't announce that, but he did announce he will not be playing his senior season and passing that up for the 2025 NFL Draft. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. I mean daily, every time I have a chance to hop on the mic and record K-State Wildcat content. Don't forget about our extra bonus content over on Podbean. Myself and Alex Aiden over on the Podbean at Greer 3 A's Podcast. It is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S Podcast. It's a toss-up if we're going to hop over there before the Christmas holiday to record bonus content over there on that app. But 2 weeks ago, we did record a fresh episode over there. Well, it's not fresh anymore, but an episode over there 2 weeks ago. So if you have not listened to that yet, I would encourage you to do that as well. DJ Giddens headed to the 2025 NFL Draft. It will not be playing in the Rate Bowl coming next Thursday. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. Go Cats.